26. Rhythm, the colonization of space and time by the outmoded religions of the past, has been replaced by the formative forces of outward material wealth. In the town where the lights flash night and day every day, the symphony searching for the harmony of the universe is left until the very moment of liberation, forever uncharted and unsung. 27. Muzak. In the past, background, prepackaged sounds, all the salient features lobbed off in a filter of mediocrity, unnoticed, transformed into foreground. Without the long rows of cereal boxes, detergents, garbage bags, and entertainment guides, having come full circle, now standing firmly center stage. 28. Where the climax of complexity comes, we can never know for sure, but natural movement always begins and ends with simplicity. Draw a circle which is not surrounded by emptiness. Speak a word which does not emerge from and return to nothing at all. 29. When music loses its relationship to dance, it loses its sustaining and nurturing resonance with the physical body, both of the individual performer and by implication that of the earth itself. When music loses its relationship to poetry, it loses its sustaining and nurturing resonance with the human voice and by implication the more subtle realms of meaning in things spiritual. 30. In both music and poetry, what is important is not so much what we think of as style or aesthetics, but rather the quality of energy which manifests in a piece as we bring it to life in performance. What makes music or poetry relevant or new, regardless of when it was composed, who is playing or saying it, or from which world culture it originates, is the strength of resonance its energy has with the repertoire of metaphysical urgencies of the present moment. 31. In the arts, the degree of precision required in any particular situation should not be dictated merely by largely arbitrary external standards, but rather informed by the inner movement of meaning within the widest possible context being considered. Irrelevant precision results in the imprecision of something relevant. 32. In music, relationships, not things, are the fundamental units of reality. 33. The essence of science is not so much proof, but rather the willingness to drop a theory or a particular way of looking at the world if it appears to be contradicted by fact. The essence of religion is not to be found in any particular set of doctrines, dogmas, or beliefs, but rather in the willingness to explore together the sources of disorder, conflict, and waste. The essence of art is not to be found in self-expression, nor is it revealed in any system of aesthetic convictions, tenets, or norms, but rather in the willingness to continually purify our perception, so that the harmonious and the beautiful may be clearly seen, and with time hard work and much luck brought into manifest form. When I play true, even though I may make mistakes, all the many voices move as one, and even the softest of sounds can be heard. When I play false, though I do not drop a note, the different voices begin to contradict and fight against each other, until even the loudest of sounds can be heard by no one. 35. Every habit is its own formative cause. The coffee cup's brim turns from one cup to the next, filling with the effect which becomes the cause, the satisfaction which becomes the need. 36. Square of false rationality. Inside the square, discussion is neat and orderly. One could say clean, almost. That is because truth and a whole angry horde of assumption-threatening details are kept at bay, far beyond the walls of the square. Inside the square, discussion will continue until the unavoidable moment arrives when an avalanche of contradictions breaks down the walls, or, alternatively, until one steps firmly and resolutely out of the square. 37. In art as well as nature, there is a necessary complementarity between the conservative tradition which embodies and safeguards the knowledge of the past and the revolutionary insight which reveals the new. One is mechanical in a subtle way, the other creative. The balance between the two is crucial. Too much stubborn repetition and the source of fresh meaning goes dry. Too much of the new, and we lose all the skill needed to make the new manifest. A creative tradition is then at once both constant and changing, like the solid bed of rock which allows the river to flow wild and free. 38. Understanding the shape of change. 12 primary concepts for the description and generation of movement in music, poetry, and dance. Difference, complementarity, qualitative, temporal, spatial ground, density, directionality, constant, variable, regular, irregular, continuous, discrete, homogeneous, heterogeneous, spatio-temporal hierarchy, simple, complex, universal, somatic constant. 39. Much of Western classical music moves as if there were no lower body below the neck. Much popular music moves as if there were no head above the groin. That's bad. 40. Pathetic fallacy. When a machine is given the attributes of life, or worse, when a living being is given the attributes of a machine. 41. three chaoses? Generative chaos is the rich polyphony of simultaneous orders of movement, characteristic of, for example, both living sound and water. Degenerative chaos occurs when movements, natural or otherwise, contradict, that is, speak against or fight against one another. The most extreme example is perhaps human conflict, once it is energized by absolute belief. Passive chaos, perhaps the most difficult of the three to understand, is the mysterious state of motionlessness or silence, which is full of the potential energy of neutrality. Talent. Everyone appreciates the wildflower's brilliance, but few care to follow the slow, steady ripening of the seed. Once a culture is defined more by what it wastes than what it creates, more by what it destroys than what it builds, it crosses a critical divide on the road of its own demise. Remarkably, this is a road which, as the ultimate act of self-deception, will be seen as the only reasonable path to future prosperity. 44. What we think of as tonality in music is perhaps nothing more than a confused concept about how sounds are centered in space. Like a tree which reaches from root to crown, suspended between earth and open sky, sounds move to naturally center themselves in a dynamic web of relationships. Implied in this is that what has been called atonal music simply cannot or does not exist. At the same time, it must be said that much music has indeed been written that lacks strong, clear, articulate centers. Trying to find one's way in such music is much like the exasperating experience of trying to navigate on foot through prototypically featureless urban landscapes. Who does not know this feeling, when offered no center, of being lost before the very beginning? 45. Human Genome Project. It is true, changing but one note in a Beethoven symphony might destroy the whole, but studying the same note in isolation will not show us a single thing. 46. The small mind counts in measures, while the large mind attunes itself to the qualitative weave of differences and similarities within the whole. The small mind asks, "What note is that?" The large mind responds, "It makes no difference. The music is too dense, too loud, too long." 47. For the metaphorical mind, what others perceive as isolated facts are but unrealized opportunities in the dance of relationship. For the literal mind, the dance has stopped. With laser-like precision, it focuses on the outward features of things, shards, numbers, fragments of flux. For the metaphorical mind, water and flowing movement brings us closer to the essence of life. For the literal mind, water is but potential pressure behind the dam. Clearly, in proper measure, we need both. But even more, we need to see the difference between them. Forty-eight. In both natural space and time, the most difficult of all tasks is to find and know the living centers. Forty-nine. In each life, learning has a center. The teacher is the one who helps the student find it. Nourishing content in a free, open, protected space in which this center may clarify and flourish are the cultural imperatives of a community or tradition dedicated to the fostering of creativity in the young.